Anya Hinkle and Graham Sharp joining me from Asheville, North Carolina, to talk about a collaboration they did on a new single and also some other music as well, including the solo album coming from Graham. Now, Anya, you've been releasing singles recently. Are you looking at a new album?
Yeah, I've been recording down at my with my record label Organic Records down in Arden, North Carolina. And we've just been doing it in session. So I've released some things from the first session, including Hills of Swannanoa. And I've been in for two subsequent sessions, which actually I'm going to lay down some vocals next week and be done with the tracks that will be on the album coming out this summer.
And Graham, you too, working on a solo effort.
Yeah, sure enough, I've got one that's in the can and be out in a couple months, and it's kind of a departure. It's, you know, it's very little has to do with banjo or bluegrass like we've kind of done with the normal band, but, you know, it's just kind of an opportunity to step out while the band's on hiatus and do a little something different, and it's something different, but, you know, I had no greater ambition for this record than to make something that I liked, and I accomplished that, so... we'll see where it goes from there. But yeah, it's going to be called Truer Pictures, the name of it.
I think a lot of folks found a certain freedom during the lockdown. Being at home, I guess, you know, you think, well, I can do what I want to do, so I'm going to do it.
Look out, dangerous world.
Well, let's talk collaboration. This new song by Anya Hinkle and Graham Sharp. What's it going to take? Now, Anya, I know you guys are neighbors in Asheville, but do you... get together and play regularly? Do you get together for co-write sessions? How did this come about?
Well, I had run into Graham here and there, and, you know, he's, as you could tell, a very friendly guy, and had suggested getting together to write, and it just kind of popped into my head. I should see if he's busy, because usually he's, you know, I mean, the Rangers are on the road most of the year, so I know it's hard to find a good time for him, but I was really happy you know, that he was able to make some time to explore. But on the day that we had decided to get together, it was a very strange day because it was the day after George Floyd had been killed. So it was kind of meant to be in that sense that we were to write about that event.
You know, this is the first time Anya and I have sat down to write anything, you know? So we were coming at it from a total sort of a blank space, and you know, co-writing is not something I do or have done a lot. But it's so nice to come into it. I made the mistake in the past of coming into it with like an idea of what, you know, you're going to write and, you know, getting too married to something. But coming into this, and like you said, I mean, 2020 has just been nothing if not a continuous string of events that you feel like you need to write songs about. And I mean, I think when we sat down that day, you know, it just, you know, I think it was probably good for us to just talk through it and then slowly turn it into verse and into melody. And, you know, you never know when that starts happening, where it's going to go. And I've really kind of just blown away where the song ended up and how the recorded ended up.
It must have felt somewhat like fate that, you know, you came together at that time and you just absolutely knew what you were going to write about then.
Well, I think Graham, you know, I credit Graham with really directing that song because, you know, that particular day, it wasn't clear what was going to happen. It wasn't clear to me that we would write about that. And we just, at some point I said, so I guess we're writing about this. And then we got kind of a skeleton together, and I went up to Blacksburg, actually, that next week. I was kind of up your way, and I just called Graham, and I said, we gotta keep thinking through this thing. Like, we were watching everything blowing up all over the country, and I needed that song to kind of help process what I was seeing on TV.
Was this one of those songs that just sort of flowed out of you, or did you have to struggle with the emotions to get it down in lyrical form?
You know, I think it's such a, you know, I think when you don't really know how to react to something entirely, I think it takes a while to kind of parse through it. And I think that's what you know, what we did with this song is, and that's more often than not kind of how songwriting is for me, is it takes a while to sort of cut away the layers until you get to exactly what you want to say. So, you know, this, it was definitely a process. I think we may have talked a couple times, two or three times, you know, in length to get it together. Which for me is actually pretty quick as far as writing a song goes.
The title is a question. What's it going to take? Who is that question for?
You know, for me, the initial thought was to kind of look inside and really kind of search, like, you know, where I was with this whole thing. So I think, you know, for me, that was sort of the first step. And what was first kind of reflected in the title was like, hey, you know, like, what, you know, what more is there in me that I need to kind of look at closely and think about, maybe where I could be more positive.
Right. I think the way that we both felt watching what was going on, we felt compelled, like, to do some things. Like, there's gotta be some way that I can help. What is that? What's it going to take for me? What's it going to take for Graham? What's it going to take for somebody listening? And I think that's where, like, I mean, we can look at policy and social change at a big scale, but I think ultimately bringing it down to a level where we can personally make a difference and feel like we're creating change is, so this song, I think, ends up being just a chance for people to think about that for themselves.
Talking with Anya Hinkle and Graham Sharp about their collaboration on the new song, What's It Gonna Take? Let's talk about production. Listening to the song, it certainly sounds like it was an intimate setting in the studio, but at the same time, I felt like you took me to church.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Well, we brought in a sacred steel master, Deshaun Hickman, who I had met at the North Carolina Folk Festival. And he grew up playing in the church, and if you see some of his videos playing in these services, it's you know, it feels very much like, if you've seen like the Aretha movie or something like that. I mean, that's the kind of culture that he came from, that music culture. And the first time I played with him, I thought, oh wow, I just love his playing. And when we wrote this song, I thought, we got to get Deshaun over here.
Did you record live in the studio?
We played live, but separated.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, it was COVID studio settings. It turns out the studio is not a bad environment for COVID, because you have your own little booth, you know, you go in there and you're hermetically sealed in and you're communicating through microphones and headphones. But yeah, for me, I'd never met Wendy or Deshaun before we got together and rehearsed. So it's such a neat way to meet people, like through a song that was actually like trying to foster these sort of connections, you know, and Anya had this connection. And, you know, I think one of Anya's great strengths is bringing people together like this. So for me to meet Wendy and Deshaun, like in this setting around this song, you know, kind of layered some more meaning onto it for me.